Hey, we got a little update on something we talked about yesterday at this time. You might remember we were talking about the football games that happened over the weekend and how Kansas City had to be saved when star quarterback Patrick Mahomes went out with a concussion.
Yes, and Mr. Henney came in.
Yes, and I did confirm.
Name we're familiar with.
And I did confirm, because I knew there was. I think you mentioned a relation.
Yeah.
With their own Terry Henney. I just couldn't remember what it was. And it's somewhere around a third cousin.
Oh.
And Terry Henney does have a relation with former Michigan quarterback and now playoff-saving quarterback Chad Henney of the Kansas City Chiefs. So if the Chiefs advance to the Super Bowl, guess who we're going for tickets?
Yeah. That's the ticket.
I mean, you know, third cousin or something. It's got to be worth something.
Worth it. Got to be worth it. Absolutely.
Is he might start.
Yeah.
This Sunday.
That's what happens with Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you figure that he's going to do everything he can, but I don't know. Last we heard was he said he was okay. I think Kansas City said he was okay, but it's that the NFL has the final word, don't they?
Yeah, there's a protocol, I think, on how long a person has to go between a concussion or potential concussion.
Yeah, it depends on the severity, too, maybe. I don't know what he did with he was ready to come back that day, but they weren't going to let him. So.
Right. Yeah. Apparently he also has a pinched nerve or something.
I didn't
hear
that.
Yeah,
he had a big toe problem.
Oh, he also has a toe issue, too. Yeah, but this is that from that hit that he took that got him out of the game. Some kind of nerve, I guess, is acting up in his neck, too, as well. So we have to wait and see.
Well, you know, if it's got to be pretty severe to keep him out of a conference championship game.
Oh, yeah.
A chance to go and return to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So.
Right.
Remember, we will have broadcasts of those games for you on WSJW this Sunday. The early game is the 3 o'clock game. That's going to be the Tampa Bay-Green Bay game, another great quarterback matchup with Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, in the frozen north.
Yeah, a little different weather situation than Tom Brady was enjoying last week.
That's, but he does, Tom Brady is used to this weather.
New England.
Oh, yeah, New England. Yeah, playing in Michigan.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Can't forget that.
Speaking of playing in Michigan, I did see Chad Henney defeat Penn State live at Michigan Stadium. I think that was in 2005.
Were you there for that game?
For that game. I was there for that game when he threw the touchdown pass with no time left on the clock to Mario Manningham.
That was the Nittany Lions being undefeated.
Wow. Yes, that's right. You're right. They were undefeated. That's right, at the time.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, what they wouldn't give to have him back now?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some great history there.
And Mario Manningham, also a Super Bowl champion as well. He won one with the New York Giants.
Giants, exactly right.
And they beat Tom Brady a decade ago.
Was that the undefeated Giants team, the team that beat the undefeated Patriots?
No, it was the second time they won.
Second time,
Yep.
Well, enjoy all the action of football, and maybe in the second game when Kansas City is hosting the Bills, maybe you'll hear Chad Henney being talked about. Who knows?
Yeah.
Hey, Pat.
Yes.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Did you sign up for automatic delivery renewal on appliances? Because they don't last that long anymore. You know, every couple of years they bring you a new one.
No.
He's ordering for 2040. It's 829 at WSJW. 790, by the way, News Radio WSJW for our football coverage when we talk about covering the conference championship games this weekend. 790 with 2 o'clock being the broadcast time. And when the Super Bowl comes around, we'll have that for you, too, on Super Bowl Sunday. Again, on 790 WSGW.